So, Mirai, there's something I need to tell you.
What's up? Wait, first, how'd you get here so fast?
Well, I actually know the park. But, yeah, it's about your brother.
Did you find him?
Yeah, I did. Surprisingly easy, in fact.
So what's the problem? Why do you look like there's a problem?
Well, to be honest, he was actually leaving the shrine when I found him. And he wasn't exactly keen on staying any longer. So, I asked a few yokai friends to kidnap him.
You what?
It's not as bad as it sounds. They're a little weird, but totally harmless. They're like, what's the word? Oh, household spirits.
The last household spirit I heard about nearly held Alina hostage, and they had to call for an actual devil to extract it from her apartment.
Okay, well, this isn't that extreme. Besides, did you want me to just let your brother go?
Why weren't there any other options besides those two?
I panicked.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So, where'd they put him?
Well, they've gotta be in one of these rooms.
You're absolutely sure these were harmless creatures?
Yes, they're literally household items. Shoes and an umbrella.
Those can be creatures?
Of course, as long as you believe that's how mythology starts.
But why would anyone believe shoes can come to life?
You've never misplaced anything and wondered where they went?
Well, sure, but I'll find them. Eventually.
Okay, well, have you ever woken up to noises in the middle of the night?
This is going to be scary.
It's not scary if you know what it is.
Says you! Anything at night is scary.
They're shoes!
No, they're demon shoes. You think I don't know how this works? They didn't come to life because they were happy. That's never the case. I bet they're probably worn-out, forgotten shoes that now haunt the household as revenge. I've read enough horror stories to know.
Well, okay, yes. But again, they're shoes. All they do is run around at night and chant Kararin, Kororin, Kankororin. Managu mitsu ni ha nin mai.
Managu mitsu ni ha nin mai. 3 eyes and 2 teeth. Are you saying these shoes have faces?
Yes, the bakizori. But actually, they only have 1 eye and a mouth.
I think that's somehow worse.
The eyes they're referring to in the chant are where the sandal straps would go, and the teeth are the little platforms on the bottom.
Okay, I guess that makes sense. So, normal sandals with an eye and a mouth.
And arms and legs.
What?
You're forgetting the arms and legs.
Why are there arms and legs?
How else would they get around?
They're shoes! Wouldn't they just walk around as if there were actual feet wearing them?
No, because they're abandoned shoes. Their resentment is what gave them life. I don't think they'd ever want another pair of stinky, ungrateful feet in them ever again.
So you're saying they walk around like little humanoid shoes?
Exactly.
Okay, and what about the umbrella?
Kasa Obake.
The umbrella monster. Wait, I think I know this one.
Yeah, everyone knows the umbrella monster.
Right. But why?
Huh. I don't know, really. There's not much we know about them. In fact, no one's even claimed to have seen one.
Then how do they exist? Don't creatures need stories to exist?
Well, yes, but for the Casa Obake, there are pictures.
How are there pictures of a creature no one's ever seen?
It's an umbrella. How much creativity do you need? But seriously, there's a reason for all of this. Last time we talked about yokai, right? They can come in different categories, and this is just one of them. Tsukumogami, the tool kami.
Like tool gods?
Well, spirits. The term kami encompasses all kinds of beings from the spiritual realm. It doesn't just refer to gods. You should know this.
I'm here in Japan learning, aren't I? So the bakezori also count in this category then?
Yes. And it kind of explains how they come to life. Sometimes the word tsukumogami is written in kanji as the number 99 and kami.
99 kami? What does that mean?
It's the belief that a spirit can possess an item that's 100 years old.
Who's keeping shoes that are 100 years old?
No. Remember, these are shoes and objects that have been abandoned. Their resentment and loneliness grows stronger over those years, and then they become possessed.
Okay. And it's the same thing with the umbrella?
Yes. Though I think the Casa Obake really just became popular because of how silly the pictures looked. It has similar features to the bakezori, but this time, one eye, mouth, and a leg.
So it's an umbrella that hops around.
Hmm? And licks people.
And licks people.
Yeah, probably has something to do with not cleaning umbrellas after use or something. Either way, people found it funny and they became a popular subject for artists. It's probably the only reason why they're still remembered to this day.
Wait, so you left my brother with these creatures? Is he being licked and chanted to right now?
Okay. It does kind of sound traumatizing if you say it that way.
Oh my god, we need to find them now!
Right, let's go.
Just how many rooms are there in this shrine?
Hey, you never know who needs refuge. Strange. I thought I did leave them somewhere around here, though. I think we're almost back to the entrance.
How well do you know these creatures anyway? What if they actually kidnapped him?
No way! I'm telling you, they're harmless. Wait, did you hear that?
It sounded like someone running around. That's the chant! They gotta be close by. That's weird. You heard them too, right?
Shoot. I think I know the issue. Your brother is no longer their victim. We are.
What does that mean?
It means we have to find them fast. Unless you want to be met with an unsavory lick.
Nope, not happening. How do we catch them?
They're vengeful tricksters. Maybe if we pretend to treat your shoes badly, they'll show themselves.
That sounds like it could work. Okay, let's go back to the front then. I think my shoes were on this rack over here. Ah, here they are.
Okay, well, be mean to them.
Ugh, these are the worst shoes ever. They pinch everywhere and give me blisters. And they're the ugliest color ever. I can't wait to toss them in the closest landfill and let them rot where no one will ever see them again.
Okay. Harsh.
You said to be mean to them. Ow!
Oh, it's a... Hurry, catch one.
Right. Yeah! I got it! What do I do now?
All right, Bakezori, where did you hide the human boy?
You can't get anything out of me, you shoe haters, huh?
Well, great. We caught one, but they hate us.
What else can we do?
Hey, look. I wasn't really going to get rid of my shoes. I love them.
Liar, don't think you can trick me. I just know you're going to toss those beautiful laces away the minute you let me go.
No, really. I'm not going to toss them. They're the only shoes I have at the moment.
I'm not listening to you.
Fine. What if I gave you those beautiful laces? Will you tell me where you've hidden my brother then?
You'll really give them to me?
Yeah, sure. I'll just walk around awkwardly, I guess.
And you'll still treasure your shoes afterwards?
Yes!
Okay, I'll take you to your brother.
Finally! Didn't we look into this room before?
They must have somehow hid the room with magic or something, so we couldn't find it.
Stop it.
Oh my god, is he still being licked?
Let's get him out of there.
Junie! What are you doing?
Mirai? This isn't what it looks like.
So you're not licking the umbrella monster right now?
No! Well, okay, I was, but it was for science.
I can't unsee this.
Look at the inside of their mouth. It's absolutely fascinating. How is there a real oral cavity here? It's an umbrella! Plus, I was trying to teach you that it's absolutely rude to lick someone who doesn't want to be licked. Hey, stay right there. I haven't finished examining you yet.
Let it leave. You've tortured it enough.
But I still had so many questions.
Does your brother know creatures exist, or does he think this is all fake?
I don't know. Junie, let's leave it alone. What exactly did you think that was?
It's a kasaobake, obviously. You should know this.
Okay, he knows.
Wait, you! You're the tanuki that kidnapped me!
Well, kidnapping is a bit extreme. I told you your sister was looking for you.
And we have modern technology to communicate with each other if there's an emergency.
I've been trying to reach you for nearly a month now!
Oh. It's been that long? Huh, no service. Didn't notice.
Ugh. How did you not notice for a month that no one could contact you?
Look at where we are, Mirai! There's no time to be looking at phones and screens when there are these parks to explore.
How do you know there are parks?
What do you mean?
These are hidden magical parks. There are usually barriers to prevent people from entering. So how did you know?
You're going to think I'm crazy.
I just saw you lick a creature. I already think you're crazy.
Do you ever get the feeling that you're forgetting something? Something important. It's been eating me alive for years until you brought up one day that you were going to Japan. The minute you said that, it's like my mind finally cleared. I don't know why, but I just had to go to Japan as well. So I packed my stuff, left you in Tokyo, and just started biking. Decided to visit some shrines, because, you know, that's what you do in Japan. And I was in Nikko visiting the Toshogu Shrine when it hit me.
Like you realized something?
No! Like a monkey threw something at me.
What?
Yeah. Except nobody reacted to it. So I thought I was nuts. I'm not nuts. But then, as I kept exploring the shrine, weird things kept happening to me. I swear the ground shook when I walked by the Sozonozo elephants. I got wet when I approached the crying dragon. Finally, when I decided to leave, the sleeping cat blinked at me and then got up.
It makes sense. You can see the creatures, but no one else can because you've been affiliated with creatures before.
I have?
That's why I'm here. I really need to talk to you. About when you were in college. You know, before you stopped going outside.
That doesn't matter anymore. I'm better now. Let me finish my story. So the sleeping cat got up and I decided to follow it because, of course, I had to know what was going on. It led me to this hidden shack I'd never seen before. I went in, and it was the three wise monkeys, the one that initially threw something at me. All three of them were arguing and didn't notice that I'd come in until the cat let out this huge meow.
Then what happened?
One of them tried to speak, but the other two tackled them, and then they started dragging him away. He yelled, "Come find me! I'll be in the park!" And then disappeared.
That's weird. Why would a monkey want to talk to you?
So you really don't know about these creatures? Those monkeys are famous in that shrine. Mizaru, Kikazaru, Iwazaru. See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil.
I think I saw a cartoon about that. I think I'm starting to get it now.
You do? Because I don't.
This all has to do with your memory loss, remember?
No. That's kind of the whole point.
Let's let him finish his story, and then we can explain.
Right, so I started doing some digging after that. You know, on mythological creatures and whatnot. Ever since I left the shrine, they were everywhere. I heard some of them talking, and that's how I was finally able to find this place.
But when I met you, you said you were leaving.
That's right. I've spent a few days here, and I haven't found a single clue as to where this monkey is. So I don't think this is the right park. There's a few more in this prefecture. Might try and hit up Nasu, where Seshoseki is. I hear the park there has far more creatures.
And far more night creatures. Do you know what the Seshoseki is? It's where the most notorious kitsune is buried. It isn't the kind of place the three wise monkeys would be in.
Then, what should I do?
It's my turn to talk. You didn't even ask how I knew about these parks, or why I'm hanging out with a tanuki.
Oh, yeah. I guess I've just been busy with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I know. Well, not really, but I'm starting to. Junpei sent me this.
Junpei? He's a part of this too? And he sent over a bunch of audio?
I know, right? I thought it was strange as well, so I listened to a bunch of them. I thought it was all made up until he called and was really adamant that I find you. Junie, it's about a park full of mythological creatures like the one we're in right now. Except it's back home, in New Jersey.
Huh. So I guess we found both parks on our own. We really are twins.
That's not the point. In this park, he met Sam and Jessica.
Who?
Your friends, I think?
I don't know anyone by those names.
Thanks for making it to the end of this episode. Stay tuned for our after-credits scene. And don't forget to like and follow and subscribe and all that jazz. If you like our show, thank you for listening. Residents of Proserpina Park is a production written and produced by Angela Yi, directed by Angela Yi, featuring in order the voices of Vida Shi, Zareth, Paul Banganinbin, Spencer Hiroshi Field, Christine, Sam McDonald, Angela Yi, Maddie Shallon, Skylar Giordano, Ben Palizzi, Ashley Dawson, Sarah Mancera Menendez, and Maddie. Dialogue edited by Angela Yi. Sound design by Rebecca Liu. Mixed and mastered by Angela Yi. Script edited by Sarah and Sarah Menendez. Original music by Hua Fam. Season 4 cover art by Molly James. Series logo by Macy Tung. For more information about the show, please go to our website, residentsofproserpinapark.com. Come visit again soon.
This park... something feels off about it. Why does it feel more like the one in Nasu?
Ah, you tricked me! You must have! This isn't fair!
It was your own actions that got you here. Well, you have to hold up your end of the bargain.
So the little mouse has found her way into the park, and it seems like she's actually holding her ground. How very interesting. Maybe I'll continue and see where this goes.